They also decided to abolish China's system of re-education labor camps, where tens of thousands of people are interned without trial. Initially set up to punish critics of the Communist Party, the camps are often used by officials to imprison people who challenge their authority. The reform has been welcomed by activists, but there's been no announcement on when it will take effect.
All right, for some analysis, we can talk to Matthias von Hein. He's head of Deutsche Welle's China desk. We want to start with the camps. How do you evaluate that announcement?
Well, it seems China is taking steps in the right direction, even though it is as yet unclear how far it is moving in the end. Even though it has been around for more than five decades, the re-education through labor is not even compatible to Chinese legal standards. We are talking about a system that allows the police to send people to labor camps without any trial, without any ruling of a judge. Close to 200,000 people are locked up in the so-called re-education through labor camps right now, often because of minor offenses like drug possession or prostitution. But anybody can be locked up who is, in the eyes of the police, disturbing public order. By the way, it's not the first time that the re-education through labor system has been promised to be abolished. There have been similar demands already in 2007.